Positive Hits, Z88.3. Crazier in this storm. It's Casting Crowns. It's funny how life kicks you around a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Coming up with some surprises along the way. I can't even imagine how God does what he does, but it's awesome. We're Dino and Jen, and I've been waiting for 7 months to say that. And Dino's got a story that is so sweet, and I'm so glad that he gets to share it right now.
I have been a Christian since I was 16. I'm going to be 49 in April. So I've been a Christian for a long time. And sometimes it's not until your faith gets tried by fire that you really get your faith. I think that's a part of the journey that I've been on. Go back to January of 2013. My body started telling me something was wrong. I started having symptoms and pains, and I did the manly thing. I ignored them. I mean, completely ignored that they were something that should be checked out. Mm. So January passes of 2013, February passes, March passes. Now, what were some pains and some symptoms are screaming. But I'm trying to be strong. I mean, I'm this radio station is my life. My son Zachary is my life. So I've got to push on. I've got to persevere. And finally, I get into April. And I don't have the strength to get out of bed. I'm just aching all the time. And it's funny how God just kind of knits things together. A few months earlier, I had met my angel and didn't even know he was going to be my angel. Dr. Paul Williamson is a colorectal surgeon in town, and I was invited to have a breakfast with him just so I could share the story of the Z. He loves the Z, big fan of the Z, and it was just a chance for me to share my journey. I've been here since it signed on in 1995, and who knew in April, in desperation, God would just lay, remember Dr. Williamson. And I picked up the phone. I remember I called and I left a message and figured, well, he'll get back to me Monday when he gets back to work. And at like 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, I get a phone call. Hi, this is Dr. Paul Williamson. Dino, you remember me from the breakfast. I got your message. Tell me what's going on. We got to figure out what we need to do tonight. By the second week of April, he'd run the tests. I have ulcerative colitis and it is completely out of control.
Wow.
And it's going to require surgery. So in a week, I go from not knowing to in surgery. Got out, started to heal, came rushing to work way too fast, jumped, you know, fundraiser was coming up in May, and I jumped back in on the final day, and I mean, that laid me out.
Yeah.
I realized, okay, we may have a battle plan, but I pushed through the summer, and my body finally just said, no, you need some time to heal. Matter of fact, my doctor, Dr. Williamson, my angel, basically said, if you don't stop and let your body heal, I don't want to talk about you at your funeral. And so Dr. Williamson and the board of directors here at the Z made a decision that I needed to take a sabbatical and focus on getting better. Hardest thing I've ever done in my life to just acknowledge I can't work. So off to home I went for what I thought was 30 days, which became 60 days, which became 90 days. And when you're laying in a dark room and you don't even really have the strength to get out of bed and go get yourself a cup of water, it's funny where God just appears in the midst of that. And I was just praying, asking God, you know, please heal me. I mean, do something. But all I heard back was, do you trust me? I mean, I've been a Christian a long time. Of course I trust you. I gave my life to Jesus. And he's like, do you trust me with your son? Do you trust me with the radio station? Do you trust me with you that I will see you through this? And this didn't just happen once. I mean, it was like every time I prayed, it would happen again and again. Do you trust me? That was a hard pill to swallow because what I was seeing when God was challenging me was that not as much as I should maybe. I'm holding off. I'm holding awful tight to my job. I'm clinging awfully tight to my son Zachary. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying instead of letting you get me better. So after 90 days, we got into our November fundraiser, and I just felt like I had to be a part of it. Literally from bed for most of it, I was texting and you know, just trying to be a part and trying to help with the plan and coming in on a couple of shifts because I felt like I needed to be here. And I realized after the fundraiser that it wasn't time yet. And General Jim Hogar, president and founder, he's like, you've got to get healed. And so this is going to be a process getting you back in. Because I just wanted so bad to jump back on the air and just be here. But I had to let my body heal. And the sweetest words from Dr. Williamson in December were, well, the surgeries have healed up, finally. Finally. So I don't need to see you in 2 weeks. I just need to see you if you start having symptoms again. But that part is over. And Dr. Williamson, I just owe you such a debt of gratitude because you were my angel. You were my champion. And then we get into the beginning of January, and I come down with atrial fibrillation, AFib, out of nowhere.
Dino.
Thank you, Dad. My father has had it. The long line of O'Neills have on the male side have had this. And so it's like, okay, I just got back on my feet. I'm just getting into the swing of things, and I'm back in the hospital. And the good news is angel number two, Dr. Waska, and Kurt and Rhonda and just everybody down at his office. Dr. Waska's like, we're gonna get this under control. We're just gonna, don't worry, we're gonna get this under control. And all of that leads back to me being in this chair right now. I've been in Orlando forever. I love this radio station. I love your radio station. It's an honor to be on your radio station. All the people that have prayed, so many people have prayed. My Facebook page just littered with people saying, we're praying for you. I may not know every single one of you personally, but I have been lifting every, because God knows your names. And I've been lifting you up to him because you have so faithfully been lifting me up. I'm not completely healed. I mean, ulcerative colitis is a dance. So we're doing the dance, but I'm here. I may not have 100% of my energy back, but I'm a lot closer. I'm at 90-something percent because you've been praying and because God got me to let go and let God. If there's anything that's come out of this for me, that's it. That it's real easy for us to try to control our circumstances and forget the one who controls everything. Everything, the one who created the earth, the one who gave his only begotten son. So if there's anything that I could share with you about my experiences, if you're walking a valley right now, keep walking and keep looking up. And just know he's standing beside you every step of the way. And if you get to a point where I did, at some point he'll pick you up and he'll carry you.